Exclusive, unplanned filmmakers explain surprise R rating. We made a pro-life movie in a pro-choice town. By Jerome Hudson on February 23, 2019. The Motion Picture Association of America, MPAA, gave the upcoming abortion movie Unplanned an R rating Friday, citing some disturbing, bloody images. But the movie's filmmakers fear the rating is motivated by politics. We made a pro-life movie in a pro-choice town, said Chuck Kontzelman, who along with Carrie Solomon wrote and directed Unplanned. For Solomon, the R rating smacks of hypocrisy. The standard used to rate our movie is being applied inconsistently as it relates to bloody images on screen, he told me in a phone interview. In fact, Happy Death Day to You, a slasher film with several violent murder scenes, has far more blood and gore than our film, and it received a PG-13 rating. Indeed, most R-rated films are labeled as such for featuring sexual scenes, profanity, nudity, or violence, all of which Unplanned has none. The filmmakers had hoped for a PG-13 rating. The film tells the true life story of former Planned Parenthood clinic director Abby Johnson, who left the abortion giant in 2009 to become a pro-life activist. Mike Lindell, founder and CEO of MyPillow, invested $1 million to the movie's production. I'm pro-life and I'm happy to do it, Lindell told The Hollywood Reporter. The filmmakers told me their movie depicts scenes of Johnson, played by actress Ashley Bratcher, bleeding and vomiting on the floor after taking an abortion pill. The MPAA also objected to scenes showing a doctor looking at images of a fetus after an abortion. The MPAA told Kontzelman and Solomon to either cut the abortion scenes or edit them. The blood is in no way gratuitous, Kontzelman told me. For us to not include blood in these critical scenes would be to severely cheapen this true story. We have three scenes in the film which directly address abortion, and the MPAA objected to all three, Solomon said. They specifically made mention of objection to grainy, black and white sonogram images that were part of one of the scenes. It was clear that any meaningful treatment of the issue was going to be objectionable. And the spokesperson said that the film's distributor, PureFlix, the studio behind God's Not Dead, didn't respond to the organization's appeals process in a timely manner. PureFlix president Michael Scott fired back saying, "This story needs to be told and the message needed to be delivered. It is our calling as Christians to tell the story about the moral implications of abortion that the mainstream media refuses to acknowledge," Scott said. PureFlix is charging ahead and planned to release Unplanned with its R rating. Unplanned opens in theaters everywhere on March 29. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter @JeromeHudson.